we had two types of slaves, if I remember correctly. You had the ones that worked in the fields.
Right.
And what did the other ones do?
They were house slaves.
And as I understand it now, they were kind of chosen by the skin of their color where they would be at.
More or less, but many of them were house slaves because one parent was a member of, well, like a plantation owner. Could have been the owner, one of his sons. Now, my grandmother's father was a son of the plantation owner, and she was very fair, whiter than you. She was a house slave and also a brother. But in that family, where there were three other children who had a Negro for a father, so they were brown, dark brown skin. So this is what you got in many, many slave situations.
Wow. And you mentioned that sometimes their names would change as they were sold from one plantation owner to another.
Oh, very, very much so. Many slaves, they took the master's name, of course. And if you were sold two or three times, you had two or three names. That's why when they talk about tracing your roots, truthfully, few American Negroes have very deep roots. Maybe second, third generation, but we cannot go back 8 or 10 generations and trace any roots.